Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, saints of God. Today we welcome you to our daily bread. Today is July 22nd, 2026. July 22nd, 2026, Wednesday evening. We welcome you. We thank you so much for joining us on our daily bread. We are First is Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Another day of living in the light of God's word, in his authority, his power, and his ability. So we thank you for coming to the filling station, the booth camp, the oasis, and the rivers of living water. Thank you so much, Father God. We welcome everyone, Father, that comes to hear the word of God, because without your word, Father, the eternal living everlasting word, we would not be able to survive in this world. There's so much darkness all around us, evil all around us, but we thank you, Father, that you called us beaming lights, Father, that everywhere we go, Father, we light up every dark area, every dark place, every dark room, every dark building, Father. As we go to the marketplace, the workplace, Father, in the highways or byways, Father, wherever we go, we are beaming lights. We bring the glory of God into every place we go, Father. And we bring the light of God's word in every situation, every circumstance, Father. We thank you. We love you. We bless you. We thank you for the great Holy Spirit that abides and lives in us forever, Father God. Our divine companion for the journey. Your presence, Father, is our divine companion. And I know that we're nothing. Apart from you, we can do nothing. And I thank you, Lord, that you said in this world, you shall have tribulations. But be of good cheers. Be of good cheer. For I have overcome the world. Oh, Lord, thank you so much. That you sustain us. You uphold us. You strengthen us. Your peace, Father God, rises in us, Father, with every situation that we may encounter, Lord. We're your children, we're your daughters and your sons. And no matter what the circumstances looks around, whatever comes against us, we can go into, Father. You tell us, Father, to draw from the wells of salvation. And in the wells of salvation comes peace, love, joy, peace, Father God. Health, great health, Father. Finances, Father. Whatever we need, Lord, and the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts, we can draw from the wells of salvation everything that we need. It is by your divine power that you've given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, Father God, and have given us exceedingly precious promises, that we may be partakers of them all. Yes, you told us, Father God. Jesus told us that we will have tribulations. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome. Why? He already finished the work. We can walk in his peace. We don't have to get all flustered. We don't have to get all mad and angry. Our flesh, yes, wants to do it. But we have the mind of Christ, and the memory of the righteous is blessed. We have a sound mind, and we have a disciplined mind, a peaceful mind, and a self-controlled mind. We don't have to let our flesh rule us. We dominate our flesh. We don't have to act unbecomingly. We don't have to get irritated or angry, but we can just well out the two-edged sword and say, Satan, get your filthy hands off of my car, off of my family, off of my marriage, off of our property, whatever's going on, off of my children, you get your hands off of them right now in the name of Jesus and pick up your filthy weapons and your attacks and get out of here in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Any tongue that would rise against us, thou shalt condemn. For this is a heritage of the servants of the Lord in Jesus' name. And you know what? Today has been a very hectic day for us, Pastor Jesse and me and Andrew. But you know what? All I kept hearing is, Jesus, be a good cheer, for I have overcome the world. I've overcome any attacks of the enemy that would come against you. Anything that the enemy would try to steal from you, I already came against them. And I give you peace. My peace I leave to you, not as the world gives, but to you. And this is only a test. And only through tests is our faith challenged. And we're going to be able to flow above the circumstances of the world. Guess what? We are in a higher flow. And I'm reminded by the Holy Spirit that he says, I have made you to sit in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and mights and dominions. So whatever the enemy tries to throw at you, you are in a higher flow. You're not going to react in a negative way. You're not going to be a chicken little saying, oh my God, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. I don't know what I'm going to do. No, take authority over your flesh. Tell your flesh to shut up and submit to the living God and to the eternal, living, everlasting word. Amen. The Holy Spirit has all the answers we need. And we don't have to get ugly. We don't have to get flustered. We just walk in peace. That's what God wants us to be able to do. That when the enemy comes and whatever he throws at us, we have the greater one in us. Can I hear an amen? Yes, we do. We have the greater one that knows every situation, has every answer to every situation. He has the instructions that we need, every instruction that we need, direction, and the flow. And we flow in the highest flow. And that is the greatest flow that we can be. And that's the flow of God's love. And we sit in heavenly places. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't flow. We're not in the same flow that the unbelievers in and that the world system wants to dictate to us and say, this is the way it should be for you. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. We are children of God. We are beaming lights. The light of God's word is in us, and we go in anywhere we go in the dark places. Guess what? The light comes on and darkness flees in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And let me just start with, if anybody has been having problems in their foot, on the right foot, where you've been having pain or swelling, we command the ligaments and tendons and bones, the veins, the arteries, right now to be healed in Jesus' name. Any inflammation has to go in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your foot and command it right now. Say, I command you, pain, leave now. Inflammation, leave now. In the name of Jesus, receive your healing. Take hold of your healing. Take it, take it, take it. And say, by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am healed. I'm healed, I'm healed in Jesus' name. And that person that's been having trouble in their ear, on the right ear, and on their right tooth, on the jaw, in the name of Jesus, lay your hands on there and I command healing. Healing and wholeness is yours. It is the children's bread. That's our inheritance and that's our position. And we take it because it's already done, accomplished, and by the stripes of Lord Jesus, I call you healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And I command that person that's been having trouble with the right eye, in the name of Jesus, it's been itching or they're swelling, and there's been pain on the right eye, lay your hands on your right eye in the name of Jesus and command healing and wholeness now in Jesus' name. Any itching, leave now. Any pain, leave now. Be healed and be made whole in the name of Jesus. Take your healing and I receive it now in the name of Jesus. And any person that's been having like dizziness because you've been overwhelmed, you've been having anxiety, and you've been taking too many cares upon you. In the name of Jesus, cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he careth for you, in Jesus' name. And I command Satan to leave you now. You will not be overwhelmed by what is all around you, because we have the greater one, the peacemaker that lives in us. And we speak peace into every situation, every care, anxiety, worries, or concerns right now. Be healed and receive it now. Thank you, thank you. Oh, Papa, se todo debajo se te dendo cosuta la lama de quita de dar más secara. Et kendo borojón de caria. Es se tendo burucusería. Es se kendo de ba. Stop. Take 3 deep breaths. Like Pastor just says, say ya. Way. Ya. Way. Yeah, way, in Jesus' name, you're covered by the blood. The blood of Jesus covers you and saturates you right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak to that heart. We speak to those arteries and the veins, blood vessels. In the name of Jesus, you be healed and be made whole. Your blood pressure is 120 over 80. Never high, never low, always normal. In the name of Jesus, be healed right now. We command kidneys, liver, pancreas, thyroids, be healed in Jesus' name. By the power and authority of the name of Jesus, speak to that those symptoms that are coming against your body. Say, no, you don't. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out and I command you to leave. Leave this house, leave my body now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed and be made whole. The power of God is present in that very room that you're in. The power of God is in you and is healing you now. In Jesus' name, receive your healing. God's power is in that very room and it's in you. And is healing you now. Now is healing, not tomorrow, now. In Jesus' name, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be made free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be speaking on higher thoughts. Higher thoughts. Take no thought for your life for today. Amen? Don't take no thought for what is supposed to happen today. God already has everything that you need for this day. He has all the answers for what you need today. He's taking care of you. All the concerns and cares and anxieties you have, He's already taking care of them. Today is today, and it's a new day, and God is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Take no thought for your life. Amen. God has it under control. Even your life and your very breath that is in you. Matthew 6:25. Too often we are defeated because of our thought life. How many of us let the thoughts, ideas, and suggestions just come and attach themselves to our minds? No, we are to cast them down. We cast down vain imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God and bring him into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we let every thought, every suggestion, an idea that comes from the enemy, he'll have a heyday with us and we say, no, you don't. I have the mind of Christ. The memory of the righteous is blessed. It's our thought life. He attacks us in our minds and our thoughts. And if he can get to our mind and the way of thinking is negative, and opposing God's thoughts, then he has us already. And he'll have a heyday with you and me if we don't stop those thoughts. Amen? Hallelujah. Too many believers keep themselves bound by sickness because they're continually thinking about the sickness and their body. We need to stop thinking about how our bodies feel. We're dominating our bodies. We tell our bodies how to feel, and that means we are healed by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes you were healed. And if you were, then I am, and then you are. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give no attention to our bodies because our bodies are easily influenced by feelings, by touching, by seeing, by smelling. No, we're dominated by the Spirit of the living God and our spirit man. Amen. Hallelujah. We tell our body, hey, you stop it in Jesus' name. You are healed in Jesus' name. Faith not only has a way of talking, but faith also has a way of thinking. Did you get that? Faith not only has a way of talking, and we talk the word of God. We speak the word of God. We confess the word of God. We declare the word of God. Faith also has a way of thinking. Yes, we put on the helmet of salvation. We cast down vain imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God, and we bring them into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a sound mind, a disciplined mind, a peaceful mind, a self-controlled mind. The memory of the righteous is blessed. Amen. We have the mind of Christ. Say, I have the mind of Christ. I don't have the mind of all these junk that is all around me, or that the world has. My mind has been changed and transformed by the word of God, by the word of God, by the word of God. Hallelujah. So faith also has a way of thinking. Isn't it difficult to ignore our bodies when there is pain in it? Yes, it is. It is. Our bodies hurt, and guess what? We pay attention to it, right? But there is a way for it to be done. And this is the way, by giving our thoughts to the Word of God and thinking about the Word of God, what it says, and we turn it, our focus onto the Word, that by His stripes, I am healed. I am healed. I'm not going to be healed. I am healed. That's the way we mount up with wings of eagles. We rise up above our bodies and we say, no, body, you ain't telling me what to do. I tell you what to do. And I tell you that by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am healed. Amen. And we live above what our body's telling us. Because you know what? Yes, we have a body, but we are spirit, soul, and body. Spirit is first. Our soul, our mind is second. And guess what? Our body is last. The body will try to dominate you and tell you what to do and scream and want its way. But we say, no, you don't. I dominate you. I'm master over you, body. You do what I tell you, and you do what the Word of God says. In Jesus' name, amen. Many are sick today because they have worried about their body. They're constantly focusing on what the body tells them. Oh, I think I'm sick. I think I'm getting sick. I think I'm getting a headache. I think by this. I think this has happened to my body. I don't know what. No. Instead of focusing on our body, let's focus on what the Word of God says. Amen. Hallelujah. All they think about is their body. Your body is your flesh. For to be carnally minded, carnal minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life. So guess what? We are spiritually minded. We have the Word of God. And we keep our minds stayed on what the Word of God says. Amen? We are to be spiritually minded. Spiritually minded is life and peace in the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:6. The mind will carry thoughts about the body unless we occupy our minds with the healing word. Let's put the healing scriptures in our mind and let's hear it. And you can keep it in your house, on your TV, or on the radio, or on your phone. Put healing scriptures. Read healing scriptures, what God has said, and then meditate on them and don't let go. We must learn to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. 2 Corinthians 10:5. The devil will fight us for our thoughts and our minds. Yes, he does. He wants, if he can get into your mind, he'll have a heyday with you and take complete authority over your mind and your flesh and everything. And we say, no, you don't. No, you don't. I have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. But as we fill our thoughts with the Word of God will do the fighting for us. The Word of God will do the fighting for us. And we will see that the battle is the Lord's, not our. The battle is the Lord, according to 1 Samuel 17:47. 1 Samuel 17:47. Amen. We put up the shield of faith and quench every fiery arrow and dart of the enemy, and it falls to the wayside, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Any tongue that would rise against us, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, according to Isaiah 54:17. No weapon. Yeah, weapon may be formed, but no weapon will come against us. Amen? Because we say, no, you don't. No, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every thought we allow in our mind is either a battle lost or a victory gained. Every thought we allow in our mind is either a battle lost or a victory gained. Thoughts against the Word will come at us. That'll never stop, people of God. As long as we live here on this earth, guess what? We have a battle coming against our mind every day. It rages every day. Evil all around us. But thank God we're covered by the blood. We've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We did not love our lives even unto death. Amen? We have the blood of Jesus that is a supernatural magnetic shield all around us. We're in the bubble from trouble. We're in the canopy of God's love and protection. Hallelujah. Yes, thoughts against the word will come, but we must cast them down by answering them with the word. Unless we answer those thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, they will keep coming. That's why it's so important we put up the shield of faith. We wail out the two-edged sword in the word of God and say, no, you don't. No, you don't. Get out of here. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Then we begin to praise God. We praise him for giving us the mind of Christ. Amen. And we can cast them down effectively. Every situation that comes against the knowledge of God, any negative thoughts, ideas, and suggestions, we can cast them down effectively. Why? Because of the Word of God says we can. Amen. We must pick up other thoughts in their place. We take the thoughts of what God says. And what does he say? Think on things that are true, lovely, just, and of a good report. We think on the word. We think what God has done for us. We praise him. We think on the good things, the provision, the protection, the goodness, the healing that he's given us, his mercy, his love, compassion, joy, peace. We think on those things and we cast down vain imaginations that oppose the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And we just keep on thinking the thoughts of the Word of God. That is our lifeline. The Word of God is our lifeline. And we want to keep that lifeline in us all the time. Amen. Isaiah 55:9 tells us that God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Amen. To live above the thoughts of our body in this world and to come up to God's level. And what have I been saying? We go to a higher level. We flow in a higher level. We flow up in the greatest flow that God has, and that's his love. And he has what? Seated us in heavenly places, far above all principalities, powers, and mights, and dominions. Amen? And we can see what the enemy's trying to do to us because we're in a higher flow, and he's way under our feet, and we can see what he's trying to do, and we cast down vain imaginations that exalt themselves above the knowledge of God and bring him into the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We must come up higher in our thought life. God says we can have his thoughts. We can have his thoughts. He's given us his word. So we are in a higher flow. Amen. And we have the word of God. And the word of God is the highest flow that we can ever be in Jesus' name. Higher thoughts are the root or the route to victory. Higher thoughts are the route to victory. Amen? They are the road to victory. Every time, the road to victory. They are the thoughts of the word of God. Aren't you glad? Hallelujah, Father. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You are so good to us, Father. You're the greatest Father we can ever have. And you are so good to us. Thank you for taking so great care of us. Thank you for providing for us. Thank you, Father, that we live for you, Father. Every breath that we take is the breath and the life of God in us. We can't do anything apart from you, and we want to stay connected to the vine. He is the vine, and we are the branches. And I don't want to be separated from the vine, and neither do you, especially in these days that we live. We need to be connected to the vine, because that's where we get our nourishment. That's where we get our healing. That's where we get life. That's where we get protection. That's where we have peace. That's where we have loving kindness. That's where we have great health. Everything we would ever need is connected to the vine, and we are the branches, and he is our nourishment. He nourishes us all the time. He strengthens us. He comforts us with this eternal, living, everlasting word. In the name of Jesus, that's his name. Jesus, Jesus, what a wonderful name. What a powerful name. What a majestic name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. How we love you, how we praise you, how we adore you, how we magnify you. We thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Father, for ministering to each person that's listening to this message, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Every time we bring these messages, Father, it's you visiting your people. You're visiting them right there as they're hearing the word. It is you bringing forth the word in us, Father God, that gives life and more abundantly, the over-the-top, the overflowing, the excessive life of God. And we thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How we love you, how we bless you, and we bless your people, Father. We bless them as they come, Father, and hear the word. But they're not only hearers, but doers of the word. And doers get reward, and they get what they need to accomplish in their lives. So I bless them, Father, and I speak the blessings of God, the peace of God, provision, protection, favor, Father, wherever they go. They're protected by you, Father, and we thank you that the angels of the Lord are encamped around them. And thank you, Father, for the love and the protection and the canopy for them and their families and their children, Father, and their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Thank you, thank you, Father, once again. We love you, we bless you, we worship you, we adore you, we magnify you. Oh, we thank you so much, we thank you so much. Thank you for coming to listen to the word. Don't ever depart, let the word depart from you. Never, never. Always keep it before your eyes and your ears and your mouth and in your heart and your spirit, man. Amen. Thank you for coming. And we'll see you next Wednesday. It's healing. It's our healing message and healing service. So invite someone to come and listen so they may be healed by the eternal, living, everlasting word. And Jesus is his name. Jesus is the healing house that we live in. And the healing house, Jesus, lives in us. In Jesus' name, we'll see you next week. Me and Pastor Jesse, we love you. Have a blessed evening. God bless you.